and welcome to Get Over It for Good, Healing the Hidden Wounds of Childhood. This is a 6-module audio course, and I'm your teacher for the course, Dr. Karen Wyatt. I'm a family practice and hospice physician, and I help people navigate the storms of life and find spiritual growth and inspiration through the crises that occur in our normal existence. Throughout my years in medical practice, I've discovered that one of the most common problems people have is actually creating change in their lives. I've worked with so many patients who've desperately tried to lose weight, stop smoking, find new relationships, or create some other type of change that was necessary in their lives. And no matter how dedicated they were, no matter how hard they worked, many times these people would fail at making change. They might actually create the change temporarily, only to later sabotage themselves and undo all the hard work they had put into that, to making that change. And over the years, I've struggled with how to help people actually make changes that last and how to find out what sabotages people, what stops them from making these changes. At the same time, I observed that people had a lot of difficulty living in the present moment. And in my book, What Really Matters, that's one of the key lessons that I learned. That's really important for us if we're going to have a life of meaning and purpose. We have to learn how to be in the present moment. But I discovered that most people spend the majority of their energy and time either in the past, or they're ruminating about things that have happened to them that they're upset about, or in the future, worrying about what might come to them. And so that's another issue that came to my mind. Why is it so difficult for people to live in the present? And then finally, a third issue became apparent to me as I worked with patients, that people had a difficult time being their authentic selves in difficult situations. And this was extremely true for me as well. When things would go wrong and stress would mount, it was common for me as well to have an outburst of anger or frustration and annoyance, and to behave in ways that were not genuinely me, that didn't really come from my heart and soul. And as I studied that behavior, I wondered as well, where does that come from? When we have these outbursts that don't seem to be us, who is it that's acting out? Who is it that's behaving in such a negative way? And why does this happen? So as I looked at these three problems that I have seen over and over again play out in people's lives, I began to search for a common thread to them to understand what is it that keeps sabotaging us and keeps undermining our efforts to grow spiritually and to become the best people we're capable of being. And at some point, I struck upon the idea that all of these problems are really linked to hidden wounds that we've been carrying with us from childhood. And these wounds are like minefields that are hidden away from us, not visible to us, that we might step on at any time, that can explode on us and cause problems for us, undermine our relationships, sabotage our behavior with other people, undo the changes that we're trying to make, and send us tumbling backwards in time, back to old emotions and old feelings and issues. So the key to growing spiritually in the way that most of us want to grow, I believe, is to heal these old wounds and stop once and for all that undermining that's been happening of our spiritual power. That was the motivation for me to create this course, Get Over It for Good, Healing the Hidden Wounds of Childhood. As I looked for material for the course, I remembered that back when my own children were in preschool, I had done a great deal of reading about childhood development, partly because I so desperately wanted to be a good mom and make sure I did everything right. I read lots of different theories about child development and kind of put those together in my mind, and it was very helpful to me as a new parent, figuring out how to raise my own children. And I started sharing some of what I learned with other parents in the preschool, and eventually they asked me to do a presentation to them on childhood development. So I put together a handout for them. It talked about the stages of childhood development and also what parents could do at each stage to help their child grow in the best way possible. And that was a very popular talk. So I took the handout to my office with me, and I started giving it to parents who had young children and new parents, and they were very grateful to get some information about parenting their children. But one day, an adult woman came to my office who was talking about some issues she was having, and she herself had related it to something that happened in her childhood. And I remembered my handout, so I got it out, and I showed her when her traumatic event had happened in her childhood. I showed her at that particular age what emotional tasks she was working on in her development and what she needed to receive from her parents but didn't receive. And it became very profound as part of her healing for her to recognize, oh, something was missing. I didn't get something that I needed back when I was a child. And that's one of the reasons I'm struggling with it now. And it was so helpful to us as we worked on how she could heal her current problem by going all the way back to her childhood and figuring out how to heal that wound. So this handout I made for the preschool parents actually started becoming something I would give to lots of adult patients when they would come in and tell me similar stories that something had happened in childhood that was nagging at them that they felt was a significant issue. So I had used this handout a long time ago in the past, and over the years as my career changed, I had forgotten somewhat about the handout. But a few years ago, the Center for Disease Control came out with a study called Adverse Childhood Experiences, the ACE study. And that study looked at the effects on health in adulthood that came from experiencing traumatic events during childhood. And the researchers were startled to discover that many chronic diseases, both physical and mental, were related to adverse experiences in childhood across a whole range of severity of those experiences. When I read that study, it reminded me of the work I had done with my little child development handout. And it was validation that I really had been onto something with that handout. About that same time, some new information in brain neuroscience came out telling us how the brain deals with negative memories and why those memories can be a problem, even if they're not recalled memories. They might be memories stored in the subconscious. Those can still be triggers and cause problems in adulthood. When all this information came together for me, I knew that I was onto something and that this was really important information that everyone needed to know about and might be able to benefit from it as a way of healing their own past, of digging into the past, finding out what the wounds are, and actually recovering from them, getting over it, and moving on. So those were the inspirations I had for doing this course. And right now, we're at the beginning of Module 1, the first module, which is an introduction to the course. So I'm going to go ahead and start talking to you about it. I wanted you to know how this all came together in my mind. And I do want you to know I've synthesized a lot of different information. I've done a lot of reading and research in order to put this course together. But my goal has been to simplify it, to try to make it relevant to you and useful in your everyday lives so that you don't have to go out and read 20 different researchers and dig into all the results of their studies in order to benefit from what they've learned. I'm hoping that I can communicate it to you in a way that will be useful to you. And so as we begin this course, if you haven't done so already, I encourage you to download the PDF of slides. I've created one for each module so that you can follow along and read the slides that go along with the talk as I'm doing it. I put a lot of effort into making these slides and making them look nice for you So I hope they will be helpful, but I find that sometimes it's a much more rewarding learning experience if you can read something at the same time as you're listening to it. Also, you'll be able to pause the audio at certain points if you want to take notes, and the slides contain the written information so you can copy it into your notebook and take notes on things that seem especially important to you. So if you haven't done so already, you might want to pause the audio here and download those slides so that you can start following along and reading the slides as we go. And first, I'll tell you the overall goal of this course is to teach you how your childhood can affect your health and well-being as an adult and how you can heal it for good. And by for good, I mean heal it so that it doesn't come back again and need to be rehealed in the future, but also for the good of your life, of your growth, and in many ways, the good of the planet. I honestly believe that as each of us heals our own shadow and our own inner wounds, we contribute to the overall positivity of our planet and the growth and healing of our planet. That's why I think it's so important that we each do our own work in order to contribute to the shift that's occurring right now on our planet, and that hopefully will end up saving our planet. During this course, here's some things that you're going to learn: how adverse childhood experiences can cause problems in adulthood. You'll understand the basic stages of child development, identify significant events from your own childhood. You'll be able to recognize how the brain manages negative memories and why it creates difficulties for you. You'll be able to utilize 3 key steps to help you start the healing process for yourself. And you'll become familiar with a variety of techniques for self-healing. I'm hoping the benefits of this course will include releasing your energy from the past so you can live fully in the present moment, getting free from emotional minefields that sabotage your relationships, understanding the origin of your fears and anxiety so you can overcome them, improving your ability to make changes in your life that really last, becoming your true and authentic self, and increasing your energy and joy for living. As an overview, the course, as I said, has 6 modules. The first module that you're listening to right now is an introduction about how the course works, what you need for the course, who it's intended for, and why it's important to take the course. Module 2 consists of basic information about the ACE study that I mentioned, how to find your own ACE score, information about basic functioning of the brain and negative memories, and 3 keys of creative healing. Module 3 is called Trust and Hope. And in that model, you'll first learn how to complete your own developmental timeline, the basic principles of childhood development, and then we'll focus in on stages 1 and 2 of development. In module 4, called Autonomy and Initiative, we'll be looking at the tasks of development in stages 3 and 4 of childhood and how to reclaim and reframe wounds that occurred during that stage of childhood. Module 5, Competency and Identity, will delve into the tasks of development in stages 5 and 6 of childhood. And again, we'll be looking at how to reclaim and reframe wounds from that time of life. Finally, in module 6, we'll be putting it all together. We'll review the building blocks that were learned in the previous 5 modules. I'll teach you how to analyze your own timeline, show you some key practices for reclaiming and reframing, and creating a toolkit for coping with adversity. The objectives for this module, module 1, are to learn how the course works, what you need for the course, to find out if you are ready for this work, to recognize why it's important to heal the past, to understand 4 rules for creative healing that will apply to this course, and to appreciate your own strengths. how this course works, as I mentioned, there's 6 modules. It's important that you complete these in order. I know some people, I hear this all the time, people like to start at the end of things and work backwards. I'm not sure why that is, but in this course, I think it would be very confusing and not helpful if you were to start at the end and try to work backwards. Each module of the course builds on the previous module, so in my mind, it's important for you to go through each one. For each module, you'll receive an audio file like the one you're listening to right now, a PDF of slides that you can follow along with as you listen, and there will be handouts to download and print for each module. I strongly encourage you to download and print those handouts. There will be some things you can work on with each module, and it's really important if you want to get the maximum benefit out of this course that you actually do the work that I suggest for you. To get the best results, you should allow plenty of time for each module. Don't be in too big a rush. Some of the things we're talking about may trigger memories and may trigger emotions that need some time to come up and be processed. And so don't rush on to the next module. Sometimes you might need to sit for a week or so with what you've been learning in one module until you feel like you're really done with it. And again, I don't recommend moving on until you've finished the module we're on and done all of the assignments. Although you have to be your own teacher, since I'm not there to look over your shoulder and grade your papers. So of course, it's up to you how you use this course. What you need for the course, I'm recommending that you use a computer so you can read the slides online while you listen, but you can print the PDF files and listen to the audios on an MP3 player if that's better for you. I will warn you that the slides are all in color, like the one you're looking at, and you may, if you do decide to print them, I'd print them in grayscale so that you don't waste color ink on these color slides, but I did spend a lot of time trying to make them look lovely in color, so it would be nice if you were able to read them on a computer screen so you can enjoy the colors. I also recommend have a notebook and a pen for journaling as we move through the process. I'm a huge advocate for journaling. It's so helpful and so valuable for you to write things down and to reflect every day on what's happening, what you're learning, how you're growing, what you're being challenged by. I think it's a tool that you can use at all times in your lives. If you haven't journaled before, I'm hoping that you'll try it during this course and maybe it will be something that you'll stick with down the road. On my website, www.karenwyattmd.com, I have some articles about journaling and some tips for journaling, about how to journal, and then some prompts and tips for journaling. So if you at some point want to know more about it, you can find some information on my website. The last thing you need to complete this course is an open mind and heart. I'm hoping that you receive what I'm offering to you with the same openness with which I'm giving it. And don't judge too quickly and decide, oh, that's not me, that couldn't be me, that never happened to me. Keep an open mind and keep your heart open, because there may be things for you to discover here that are not clear to you right now. There may be some hidden wounds in your life. There may be information that you need that's trying to come out that hasn't been able to surface yet. So don't be too quick to dismiss anything or judge anything. Just be willing to sit for a little while with information as it comes to you and give it some time to teach you what you need to know. Now, one important thing, and I wrote about this on the page where you sign up for the course. So, because I want people to take the course for whom it's the right thing, the right step to be taking. But I'm going to reiterate that right now, just in case you didn't read that on the webpage before you signed up. This course is right for you if you're self-motivated and able to learn on your own. And as I mentioned before, it's up to you how much time and effort you want to put into it, but no one's going to hold your hand or hold you accountable or force you to do any of the assignments or do any of the learning. That'll be totally up to you. This course is right for you if you're ready to let go of anger over your past and move forward to healing. And that's a crucial point that I want to make for you. Each one of us who has experienced any kind of trauma in the past has a right to feel anger over the trauma that has happened. It's certainly our right, and it's actually a healthy part of the healing process to experience anger. So I don't mean in any way to take away anyone's anger, but I do know that in order to grow spiritually and to continue the healing process, it's important to move beyond anger. Anger has its place at a certain point in time when you're dealing with information, but it's very important if you want to grow to be able to move beyond anger. So this course is not about the anger. This is a course for people who are ready to move past it. If you find that you're still feeling lots and lots of anger inside about things that happened in your past, you might not be ready for this course. That you might need a support group where you can ventilate your anger and talk to other people who are experiencing the same thing. Or you might need a counselor who will help you process that anger first. Because this course is not really going to support your anger. It's actually going to talk about getting rid of it and moving beyond it. And you have to be ready for that step before you can take it. Otherwise, I think this course might be a waste of your time if you're still at a phase where you haven't worked through the anger yet. And that's a very important point. And also, in order to get the most out of this course, you have to be willing to look deeply into yourself, and you have to face your shortcomings. It's important to be able to look at failures you've had in the past or mistakes you've made, if you even want to call them mistakes. I think of them as learning experiences. But you have to be able to look at times in the past where things didn't go the way you wanted it to. And you have to be able to look at that honestly. You also have to be prepared to recall old memories that may cause some pain as we go through this process. Pain is likely to be part of it because as things come to the surface that hurt us in the past, it's going to be necessary to relive some of that pain while we find a way to work with it and use it for our growth. So, fair warning, before you start the course, you must be prepared to experience the pain. I don't want anyone to be taking the course under any false pretenses that it's not going to be a pleasant, happy course at all times. There are going to be moments when you will feel discomfort and pain. So please be prepared for that. And as I mentioned before, you might not be ready for the course if you're invested in being angry at others for your life situation, whether you're at the beginning of your healing process and still feeling lots of anger, or whether you simply can't let go of that anger for one reason or another. It's important to you to hold on to it, and you need the anger. If that's the case, this course might not feel right to you. And might not be the right step for you. If you're not willing to practice forgiveness, this course also might not be right for you, because that's a huge tenet of the course, is that we're working toward moving on, letting go of what was in the past, and forgiving the people and the situations of life that brought us pain. So be honest with yourself about whether or not you're at a place where you are willing to work on forgiveness. If you're afraid to look at your underlying motivations and issues in life, this course might be uncomfortable for you. If you're suffering from clinical depression or anxiety and are not receiving treatment at this time, this course might be a little bit too much for you to take on by yourself. This course is not a substitute for receiving mental health care. It could be something you could do in addition to the care that you're receiving. But if you're suffering from clinical symptoms of depression or anxiety, you need to receive professional help and not rely on an audio course like this, where there's no live person with you to assess how you're doing and to help you through that process. I just want to make that very clear. Also, if you do not feel emotionally stable enough to be reminded of difficulties in your past, this course is not a good idea for you. It takes some strength and some stability in your functioning to be able to, on your own, go back through your past and look at things and analyze and process it. If you don't feel you're stable enough, this course might not be right for you right now. And in all these cases, not to say that it will never be right for you, it just might be that this right now is not the right time for you to do the course. So here is my compassionate advice for you. If at any time during the course you find that you uncover some painful memories that have long been forgotten, you might need extra help to process them. I'm offering you a free 30-minute consultation with me. You can set up an appointment. We will talk on the phone about what's going on with you and decide whether or not you should continue the course or if this is something you should stop right now and receive help in another area. And also, if after listening to what I just said, who the course is not right for, if you decide, I think maybe I got this course in error. It's not really for me. It's not what I want. I'm not interested in it. Please contact me. Get a hold of me. We can talk about it. And if you genuinely are not interested in the course, I will refund the full cost of the course to you. I've indicated on the slide how to reach me. You can email me at Karen@KarenWyattMD.com. Send me an email, tell me when you're available to talk, and I'll send you back an appointment time and we can talk over the phone and work out together whether or not this is right for you. And again, as I said, if it's not the right course for you, I don't want you spending your money on it. I'll send you back whatever you paid for the course. If it turns out that this isn't the right thing for you to do, no questions asked. So please get in touch with me if you have any issues or concerns about that. Now we're ready to move on a little bit. And I know that one question that is likely to come up right now is, why should we look into the past when the goal of spiritual growth is to live in the present moment? When I've emphasized how important it is to live in the present moment, why bother to go to the past? I hear this a lot from spiritual teachers who are teaching people about the present moment and emphasizing we don't look at the past. We don't go into the past. We don't want our energy there. Let's just block that out. Let's ignore the past because it isn't important. The only thing that matters is right now, the present moment. But the problem is, it's one thing to say that, and it's one thing to think in your mind, I'm going to keep my thoughts in the present moment. But if you have your energy that's tied up in the past, you don't have yourself available to you to keep in the present moment. Part of yourself is actually trapped in the past. And this can be, it's your energy, your life force, your ability to be creative can be trapped inside old wounds of the past. A certain amount of your energy goes into those wounds, keeping them alive, keeping them circulating and functioning in your brain, even if they're in the subconscious part of your brain. So the point I'd like to make is that we are journeying into the past in this course, not to take up residence there, but to conduct a search and rescue mission for your soul. We're going back into your past to find the places where your life force is currently trapped and stuck in the past and unavailable to you to use for creativity in the moment. And we're going to release that energy and make it available to you, bring it into the present so that you'll have this influx of new vital life force available to you that you can use for making changes, for being creative, for living the life that you've been dreaming of living. And where we're going to find that extra little bit of energy and life force is in the past, where it's been trapped and stuck in old memories. And again, you might be a person who says, but I didn't have any trauma in the past. I don't have any negative memories. There's nothing there. I don't remember it. It's still worthwhile for you to go on this little mission of investigating the past, because for many of us, those memories are not conscious. They're not things that we actually remember. They're hidden away. And for many of us, they occurred early enough in life that we may not be able to recall them because they happened at such a young age. And I'll tell you one little thing that came to myself. I'm going to talk about this story a little bit more. But one thing I learned as I was delving into my childhood history is that I was hospitalized at the age of 9 months with encephalitis. And I was seriously ill, crying and screaming, and kept in the hospital for a few days, separated from my parents while they did tests on me to find out what was wrong with me. Now, of course, I have no memory of that, none whatsoever. And when I think about that, I have no emotion for it. I don't remember it. I don't know what happened to me. I have no idea. And yet, when you think about the impact of an event like that, a baby actually being taken away from parents and held in the hospital and having tests done and needles poked into the baby, that's obviously traumatic. So by reviewing the history and understanding that trauma is stored and remembered in your subconscious mind throughout your life, I know that that hospitalization was significant for me. Now, later I'm going to finish telling you what the impact of that was that I have come to learn about myself. But what I want to say is that you right now may not recall or think that there's anything significant in your past that you need to look at or need to heal. That's where you need an open mind, because there might be things that you discover and find out about your childhood that take you by surprise and that you never thought of as something that could have been significant in your life. So once again, as I was mentioning before, studies done by the CDC have shown conclusively that your childhood affects your health and well-being as an adult. And delving into past memories to replace the pain with understanding is the only way to get over it for good. So as we go on in this series, are you ready to discover how to make changes that last? How to live fully in the present moment, and how to be who you really are by letting go of your childhood wounds. That's what it's going to take to get over it for good. So it's almost time to move on to module 2, but first, there are some rules and some homework for you to do. The 4 rules of creative healing that I'm asking you to observe as we go through this course. Number 1. Name without blame or shame. And when I say this, I'm asking you, as we look at your childhood wounds, I'm asking you to take responsibility for your own life and to not place blame on others for things that have happened to you. I know it's difficult because I know that other people have done things that have harmed you in the past, and it's normal and reasonable to blame people when they've done something to hurt you. But for the purpose of this course, the way we're looking at the past, what has happened has happened. It does you no good now to be pointing a finger of blame. And so I'm asking you to stop blaming and to have an attitude that you are going to take responsibility. This is your life. This is what was given to you. You're going to take responsibility for it. And give up your need to blame someone else for it. I'm also asking to be free of shame for the past. The past just is what it is. Life has been hard for every one of us. We've all been through a lot of things, and there isn't really room for shame. Shame is debilitating and deprives you of your energy and your life force that you need to grow. And so in this course, as you let go of blaming other people, also let go of the shame that holds you back from really really living your life. That's one of the goals that I want you to work on. So the second rule is tell the truth. The basis of this course is going to be your ability to be honest with yourself and with other people, and how to talk about what's happened in the past and how to deal with who you are right now and what needs to change in your life with honesty. The third rule, I call this having self-piety, not self-pity. And so by piety, I mean reverence for yourself. Have reverence for your life rather than pity yourself and feel bad for yourself, like, oh no, life has been so hard for me. I've been through so much. Please stop that kind of talk and instead have reverence for the fact that life is actually amazing. And isn't it incredible that life brought you this whole tapestry of experiences, both good and bad and hurtful and joyful, and here you are. You've survived all of it and you're still here. It's amazing. Please take this attitude of self-piety and get rid of self-pity. It doesn't serve you. It's not helpful to you in your attempt to grow. So instead, hold in your heart reverence for this life that you've been given and reverence for who you are as a person. And the final rule is that strengths support weaknesses. And as we go through the course, every time we talk about something that's painful or hurtful or that you feel represents a flaw in you or a flaw in your life and the way it's been lived, I want you to remember to also look for strengths. So I want you to use your gifts to help you heal. And it's very important that you keep in mind the gifts you've received in life, the strengths that you have as a person, and all the positive things that you bring to this life. It's very important that you keep those in mind, because you are going to need to remind yourself of those strengths as we're going through with honesty and looking at weaknesses and looking at shortcomings. So as part of your homework for this module, first, I want to make sure you print out the handouts. And I made a handout of the four rules so you can keep this handy, put it up on your bulletin board or something and keep it handy as a reminder. These are our four rules. Okay, name, not blame or shame. Tell the truth. Self-piety, not self-pity, and strength support weaknesses. Then the next thing I want you to do is to print out the signature strengths self-rating scale. And that's just a little questionnaire you can fill out that will help you identify your strengths, because sometimes we have a hard time thinking of what is a strength, what am I good at? And this will help you identify strengths and weaknesses, your top five strengths and your top five weaknesses. I want you to complete that scale and write that out so that you have in your mind what your strengths are and you're thinking of how can you use those strengths as you go through this process through the rest of the five modules. And then I'd like you over the next few days to journal about some questions. And these are listed on the slide, but they're also listed on the handout of homework. So you can print these out. The first question is, what are my strengths? So if you've done that strength assessment, you'll be able to make a list of those, but I just want you to write a little bit about your strengths. And when do I feel most in control of my emotions and life? I'd like you to describe situations and times when you feel like you're on top of things, when you feel like you have control, you're behaving from your most authentic self, being who you really are. What are those situations? When are you the most comfortable with who you are? I'd like you to also write about what makes me most proud of myself. What have I accomplished that I feel proud of? And finish this statement, I know I'm a good person because. So in the journaling for this module, I'm asking you to write about all positive things, about your strengths, about when you're in control, what makes you proud, how you know you're a good person. Because we want to start with a really strong foundation of knowledge that you are a good person and you have strengths and you have so much to offer. And the only thing that's holding you back is potentially some hidden wounds that keep tripping you up and sabotaging you. And that's the reason for going through this course in the first place. So that's the end of module one. I hope you'll get to work on your homework and get that done. And when you're finished, I'll see you in module two. And meanwhile, if you need to talk to me, don't hesitate to email me, Karen@KarenWyattMD.com. You have a free 30-minute consultation with me that's there waiting for you whenever you want to use it. So if you feel you need it now, don't hesitate to email me and set up an appointment with me, because I look forward to talking to you about it. So take care, have a great week, and live a life that really matters.